Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. During contentious times in the early 1990s, conversations between an environmentalist in the Applegate River watershed and a logger revealed common interests about forest management. They invited others to a series of community meetings to explore how watershed conservation and timber cutting could coexist. The Applegate Partnership that grew out of those meetings tackled two goals: healthy forests and employment. The partnership formed a watershed council that initiated stream restoration projects with working groups focused on buying local, helping small loggers market timber, helping develop adaptive management areas in public forests, and widely circulating the Applegator community newspaper. Since the 90s, the Watershed Council has changed. Today, the staff is reduced, working part-time, often from home, and board members participate in working groups. U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management employees no longer serve on the council, but contribute as specialists in working groups. When asked about the future, Watershed Council President Jack Shipley said the first bylaws in 1992 established a sunset clause of 7 years, but the successful collaboration has inspired the partners to keep at it, even as the task of restoration exceeds their original time frame. Today's episode of As It was written by Jim Long, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.